Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
One thing almost all Americans agree on, Washington is broken, is also one thing we're all wrong about. Washington isn't broken. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do.
So a teratoma is a tumor that can occur in the body. It's pretty rare, but basically it grows random parts of the body inside of whole parts. God. Whereas some tumors are just like masses of cells, this one actually is starting to make parts of the body.
Whereas I used to see just a bunch of Christian billboards and bumper stickers, stuff like that, I see Trump iconography rivaling like the Jesus iconography.
Today, we sample three podcasts, TED Talks, News and Politics, Distractible, and Canary. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Seeing the world beyond news headlines isn't easy. We're quickly distracted with the thousands of pieces of information coming at us from millions of sources every day. Well, that's where a podcast like TED Talks News and Politics might be right for your headlined life. Politicians, journalists, and researchers share their insights on stage at the TED Conference, TEDx events, and partner events around the world. And with the TED Talks podcast, you can choose to listen to the audio or watch the video too. Perfect way in less than 20 minutes to go beyond the headlines. Let's sample a TED Talks News and Politics episode. This features Catherine Gale, a CEO of a $250 million food company in Wisconsin, on politics.
Everything I need to know about politics, I learned from cheese. For the last decade of my business career, I ran a $250 million food company in Wisconsin. And yes, we made cheese. If customers liked my cheese, I did well. If they didn't, they bought cheese from someone else, and I did less well. That's healthy competition. Healthy competition incentivizes businesses to make better products. Better products equals happier customers, and happier customers equals successful businesses. Win-win. Now, while I was running Gale Foods, I was also deeply engaged in and increasingly frustrated by politics. The more frustrated I got, the more I wondered why competition in politics didn't deliver the same kind of win-win results. How do the Democrats and the Republicans keep doing so well when their customers, that's us, are so unhappy? Why is the politics industry win-lose? They win, we lose. The answer? It turns out that one thing almost all Americans agree on, Washington is broken, is also one thing we're all wrong about. Washington isn't broken. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do. It's just not designed to serve us, the citizens, the public interest. Most of the rules in politics are designed and continuously fine-tuned by and for the benefit of private gain-seeking organizations. That's the two parties, a textbook duopoly, and the surrounding companies in the business of politics. And they're all doing great, even as the American public has never been more dissatisfied. Said another way, politics isn't broken, it's fixed. This is a guiding principle of politics industry theory, the nonpartisan body of work that I originated and have championed over the last 7 years. Now, before I go further, I should tell you, I'm not on the red team or the blue team. I call myself politically homeless, which may resonate with some of you. And my work doesn't focus blame on individual politicians on either side of the duopoly. The root cause of our political dysfunction, the cause that endures across all election cycles and all administrations, is the system.
A sample from the TED Talks News and Politics podcast. Get beyond the headlines into the thoughtful nuance of today's issues on TED Talks News and Politics. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. What happens when you take a YouTube star and have him create a podcast? Well, now he's a YouTube star and a podcast star. That's exactly what happened to Mark Fishbach, a.k.a. YouTuber Markiplier, when he and two buddies launched the podcast Distractible. The inaugural episode debuted last month and within a few days hit the top of the Apple, Spotify, and many other podcast charts. If thoughtful discussions about everyday life and listening to three friends who aren't as smart as you think they are sounds like a good distraction for you, then Distractible is for you. Here's a clip to see how Distractible is for you. The three friends, Mark, Wade, and Bob, discuss all things hair, or lack thereof. In the snippet, they talk about a tumor that may lead to a new hair creation method the guys have imagined.
Teratoma.
You know, I hadn't until you said it the third time.
You guys know what the teratoma is?
No, not enough that I would venture to describe it.
Teratoma is fucking terrifying. Okay, so this is a picture of a teratoma.
What the hell is that?
Not pictures. Why would you send pictures?
What is that?
Yeah, that's a good one, right? It's a teratoma.
Is that teeth or marshmallows?
Okay. Those are teeth.
Yeah, I know,
right?
Oh,
okay.
God.
I'm actually going to delete that one.
Please do. I'm secretly trying to eat lunch in the background, and I don't think I can do it anymore.
So a teratoma is a tumor that can occur in the body. It's pretty rare, but basically it grows random parts of the body inside of whole parts, whereas some tumors are just like masses of cells. This one actually is starting to make parts of the body. So that's why there can be teeth in it. There can be hair, ears. There can be an eye in it. You know, there could be anything in your human body in terms of an organ in this tumor because it just starts randomly growing full organs.
I just came up with another way to generate new hair for human transplant.
Does it have to do with the teratoma?
Yeah, you just need to come up with a method by which you can instigate teratoma creation. So inside your person who wants more hair, you inject them with something that causes a teratoma to form.
We'll call it the T-virus.
The T-virus.
What if it gets a voice box that talks to you and it's like,
please don't remove me.
God. If it talks, that's a different issue. But you just keep doing it and you keep harvesting the teratomas and you just take, you know, hopefully you get some hair in some of them. And keep accumulating like, hair out of hairatomas. You could call it the hairatoma.
If at first you don't succeed, just keep growing.
God,
them.
It's like a loot box. You're like, I hope this one's got hair. teeth again. Oh, damn it.
They said for the wealthy, it adds up.
Or if you're really desperate, you do a bunch at once. How many teratomas can you have in a body and still be alive?
I mean, they're extra organs. Honestly, you'll probably be healthier
be
than
even
ever.
Even more alive. God. I got 2.5 hearts. I got some extra livers around. Man, I can drink whatever I want.
So you're saying if you do like a tenfold summon, you get your 11th one free?
Yeah, man.
That's great. Man.
That's probably definitely how teratomas work.
Yeah. I mean, in more realistic terms, or probably horribly unrealistic terms, maybe this actually is a way for like future organs to be grown. Controlled tumors that just in your body grows the extra organ. You wouldn't even need a transplant. You just grow it where your kidney is, it would squoosh out the bad kidney, you know, and then the new kidney would be there. You know what I mean? Maybe this is actually like...
That sounds like a thing that would exist in like some kind of weird sci-fi surrealist thing where it's like a vending machine. You start feeling kind of sick, you check your bio scanner, and it's like, oh, heart failure.
Diagnosis, heart failure.
You go up to the toma vending machine and you're like, heartatoma, that's the one. C3, heartatoma.
What if the vending machines are just criminals who have done really bad things, and so like the worst of the worst criminals are forced to become these human vending machines that grow your parts for you?
Jesus Christ.
God.
Like the sequel to Human Centipede, Human Teratoma Machine.
I don't think you understand what teratomas are, but I appreciate that concept.
From the Wood Elf Productions, the podcast Distractible. Get a dose of comedy and thoughtful discussion with Distractible. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Click on the podcast menu. On to our local podcast creator spotlight. The Basket Shop Gallery is a local Cincinnati arts organization that's dedicated to following the trend of a creative generation that relocates themselves to the breadbasket of our society. They focus on bringing communities together to externalize the structure of artistic process so that it can be accessible to everyone. One way they do that is with their podcast called Canary. Directors Eli Walker and Kelly Kroner host discussions with artists and performers from around the country and their engagement in culture. Here's a sample from Canary's episode on white nationalism and the landscape of ideology. The episode features Kelly Kroner speaking with Jesse Meredith, a photojournalist that documented a militia group he joined in 2016.
So I just started looking around on the internet, really. I mostly through Facebook found a few different militias local to Illinois and reached out to them and presented myself as a photographer in grad school at SAIC who was interested in learning there. I think I said something along the lines of, I believe in the Constitution and I'm interested in the nuances of your movement, something like that, yeah. Like open-ended enough, but also not particularly declarative. And I thought I would have to pass some kind of ideological test.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to stop you there for a moment because I think it was such a perfect like time to be driving through Trump country and just see like the American landscape. You can see like ideologies change, which is insane because we didn't used to drive, but then becoming like drivers, we see like ideologies change in the landscape. And that was very palpable. And one of the things that I noticed like most of all was that like in the aftermath of this contentious election, but that there's like these iconographies that are hard for me to decipher. And I'm constantly like questioning those things. Whereas I used to see just a bunch of Christian billboards and bumper stickers, stuff like that. I see Trump iconography rivaling like the Jesus iconography, which is really different. And I'm trying to like decode that a little bit. So I'm interested in how you manifest these things into an art practice.
Yeah. I really like thinking about non-material things as material. So I like thinking about ideology as material and space as material.
From our local creators, the Basket Shop Gallery, that's a sample of the podcast Canary. Engage in culture with Canary on the Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. As is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast universe as reported by iTunescharts.net. Two podcasts have hit the top of the charts in the last week, and one went to number one on the trailer alone. That's the new podcast, Drama Queens, from iHeartMedia. The Drama Queens are Bethany Jo Lenz, Hillary Burton, and Sophia Bush, and they're here to dissect every episode of the series One Tree Hill, deliver every detail you must know, and devote themselves to you as you rewatch every single scene together. The other number one is New Rory and Maul. Rory is Rory Farrell, and Maul is Jamal Maul Clay, and they hit number one after being fired from another podcast, Joe Budden's podcast. That's Rory and Maul and Drama Queens, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.